is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to enjoy and experience in our community.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just...
That's what we do here.
Yeah. I'm thrown away every single time where it's got to be romantic and it's got to be special.
It doesn't have to be special every single time. It should be a little bit romantic. In fact, it could be mundane.
It could be mundane, or it could be quintessential.
Ooh.
Because we, for the very
first time ever,
had dinner at the Angus Barn.
Angus Barn.
But not the Angus Barn, but like the Wild Turkey Lounge at the Angus Barn.
Wait, is that not the Angus Barn? I was told that still counts as the Angus Barn.
No, I think the Wild Turkey Lounge is better.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look into anything
that
different.
That still counts as the Angus Barn, though.
Sure, of course, it does.
Once you're inside the building and you're walking around and you're seeing all of the Christmas decorations and you sit down and you eat off of their menu and everything, like that's the experience. You've been to the Angus Barn, right?
It's hard not to love a restaurant where you walk away with an accidental pound of prime rib.
That was kind of fun. Like, what did you order? Filet?
And then they gave
set to like the very waitress very happily set down this like entire cow in front of you. It's like, here's your 16-ounce prime rib, sir. And it's like, I ordered filet. It's like, I'll be right back with your filet. You go right ahead and keep that prime rib.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, sure.
And now we have sandwiches for days.
Yep. We've got prime rib. We got half a steak sandwich. They give you a lot of food.
It's weird because it's so much value for the money. Like the menu prices are high, but you get so much food that it's two meals worth.
Yeah.
Like going to like Maggiano's and they have, hey, we have buy one, get one pasta. And then you have like five meals of pasta per person.
The other thing, and we've gotten pretty good at like figuring out the menu even of fancier restaurants so that when you go, you're not necessarily spending a ton of money. They've got sandwiches, they've got appetizers, soups, salads, like all of these things which are not that expensive but still really good. So if you go to the Angus Barn, you don't necessarily have to get a fancy, expensive steak, although you certainly can. You can also order off of the less expensive menu portion of the menu and still walk away feeling pretty good about yourself.
We'll go back. We've had that like once in a lifetime. Like we're in the triangle. We have to do this experience. We'll maybe go back twice and once do the tomahawk, like which is the 2.5-pound steak, and then we'll just do appetizers and like split a salad.
That's fair.
And be reasonable.
That is a really good like quintessential classic date night experience. Like going to the Angus Barn, splitting the big tomahawk steak, or if you're not that hungry, like the filet or the prime rib. Like that's enough meat there where you can have two portions. But that's like a classic quintessential experience. And now that I've done it, I can check that off of my list of you're not a real North Carolinian until.
Right.
Now all I have to do is eat at Cookout and I think I'm good to go.
Oh man, you're stealing all of my things for our prompt.
So with all of that in mind, what is a classic, like quintessential North Carolina or Triangle or Chapel Hill like date night experience?
So I've got it. I feel like this requires a little bit of like timing and planning. So Aaron and I, like forever ago, went to Vegas together, and we picked a restaurant, got a table by the fountain, like at the Bellagio. Like got there like when they opened.
Right.
Was like, can you please sit us outside? I think you should, if you are here in Chapel Hill, go to Topo and say, hey, we want to like sit outside on like the balcony edge.
On the edge, looking
over.
We
will wait.
Yeah.
And then just like happily sit at the bar and have a blueberry beer until you get to do it, because that's a great experience. And then you just drink whatever's on special and you eat like whatever the feature is.
Yeah. or the whiskey or the Coke braised beef, which is always really good. That's my go-to.
My thing was the Gorgonzola salad, which is gone and has been gone about as long as Peppers and the Rat have. So what can you do?
I've been talking about like beef and steak a lot. Like I don't even eat beef that often, but the two places that we're talking about, like that's my go-to.
We talked about this last night, where it's like I don't often order steak.
Yeah, very rarely.
But sometimes, like you just want an excuse to do it. You could get the Whiskey Coke beef at Topo.
And then after you're done eating at Topo, do another quintessential, potentially romantic date night thing in Chapel Hill and take an evening stroll around UNC campus.
I do have a great crap tour of UNC's campus that I don't think I've taken you like on the entire loop of.
Have you not taken me on the entire crap tour?
I think your parents have gotten the entire crap tour because we went down to the Dean Dome while you were working.
Right.
And
for late night with Roy.
For late night with Roy. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, here's this building. Here's a fact that may or may not be true.
Yeah, Brad's crap tour of the UNC campus is he'll walk you around campus and he'll give you a tour with a whole bunch of details, 50% of which are true and 50% of which are totally made up. Try to figure out which is which. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I learned all of those crap facts, like, when I was in the debating society at UNC. So, you know, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, like, I'm covered.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah.
I'm lying, but I'm good at it.
I mean, I'm not great at it.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
I mean, no, I'm not.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.